leaders reporting abortion providers in Arizona are being allowed to ply their trade in neighboring California.
California Governor Gavin Newsom, in signing SB 233, says California stands ready to protect reproductive freedom. This temporary move is to circumvent the resurrection of an old Arizona law, which bans nearly all abortions in that state. Even though the ban is being repealed, it won't be lifted until later this year. Arizona doctors would have to apply to California's medical board. Since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, nearly two dozen states are enforcing new bans on abortion. I'm Jackie Quinn.
There's some good news for home buyers. The average on mortgage rates has dropped below 7%.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to about 6.9%. This is the third straight weekly drop and the first time the average rate has been below 7% since mid-April. Higher mortgage rates can add hundreds of dollars a month in costs for borrowers. The recent pullback in mortgage rates follows a five-week string of increases. U.S. home sales fell in March and April as mortgage rates climbed. I'm Alex Vega.
The National Weather Service says three separate powerful tornadoes carved up long paths across Iowa. One twister killed four people as it tore through the small city of Greenfield, Iowa. And now more severe weather is coming for the same parts of the Midwest. National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Ansord says more tornadoes could hit Iowa when people are sleeping tonight and early Friday. He says it's a bad deal all around because it won't really take much wind to harm homes that are already damaged. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 605 points. This is SRN News. Germany moves to lower the penalty for child pornography.
The law currently imposes a minimum of 1 year in jail for disseminating pornographic images of minors. But Germany's cabinet has approved plans to reduce the minimum sentence to 3 months, and Parliament has registered its approval. Part of the reason for the change is that so many young Germans are now sending nude pictures of themselves on social media that the current law promises to send a lot of them to jail for a year. Critics say reducing the penalty for child pornography sends a bad message at a time when the problem is growing. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Christian ministry that has closed its beaches on Sunday mornings for generations to honor God is relenting temporarily, allowing beachgoers onto the sand while it fights a court case with the state of New Jersey. The Ocean Grove Camp Meeting Association established a Christian seaside retreat at the Jersey Shore in 1869 and closes its beach until noon on Sundays. SRN News. It was a down day on Wall Street as all three markets took losses today. More from Seth Sutel.
Stocks slumped on Wall Street after strong economic reports raised the possibility of interest rates staying painfully high. The S&P 500 fell 0.7% Thursday, pulling further back from the record high it set earlier this week. The Dow lost 605 points. That's about 1.5%. The Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.4%. Stocks fell as Treasury yields rose in the bond market. Yields climbed after reports showed accelerating growth for U.S. businesses and a resilient job market. Worries about high rates hit high dividend stocks particularly hard, such as real estate companies and utilities. Seth Sutel, New York.
The NCAA and five major college sports conferences have agreed to settle antitrust allegations for nearly $2.8 billion over the next 10 years. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.